Hi, this is Dr. Kimberly Leonard, and you're listening to Incredible Life Creator Podcast. And I'm also the author of Visualizing Happiness in Every Area of Life. So for a step-by-step guide to creating an incredible life of your own, pick up a copy of my book on Amazon. My guest today is Josiah Long. So Josiah Long was born in Monticello, Illinois, and is the second of 10 kids, born into a military family and also a preacher's kid. He spent 13 years on active duty before being medically retired in 2016. He moved to Oklahoma and bounced around between a couple jobs before landing in the health insurance industry. He has the best wife and partner in crime, Denise, and they are blessed with two of the best dogs and many chickens. He enjoys hunting, fishing, disc golf, and just hanging out at home. Welcome to the podcast, Josiah.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, all the way from Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah.
So, just so people can get to know you, tell us about you.
Well, you kind of hit most of the details, definitely. I mean, you know, I grew up in a big family. Dad was military and left the military, became a preacher. Did all that in Illinois. And then, yeah, I joined the military myself straight out of high school. Just kind of bounced around from one duty station to the next, and you know, just different jobs. Kind of enjoyed it. I didn't kind of enjoy it. I mean, if you're gonna hit 13 years on active duty, you've got to enjoy some part of it. But you know, I did that and got out. Just really been enjoying life down here in Oklahoma. I never would have thought that I'd move here, but it's definitely been for the best. Definitely enjoyed myself.
So you said you went straight from high school into the military. You had 9 siblings.
Yep.
Did many of them go into the military just because that was a family thing, or were you the only one?
No. So I was the first child to be in the second oldest. My older sister actually went straight to college. And she's actually the only one of us that did that. The remaining 9 of us left high school and all ended up spending time in the military, 3 different branches, whether it was Air Force, Navy, or Army.
Uh-huh. Which one did you choose?
I chose 2. So straight out of high school, I actually spent 4 years in the Air Force. And then I finished that up, finished up my contract, got out, and I was actually going to college for 1.5 years. And then ended up going back in the military, but this time joining the Army. So I did 9 years in the Army, and yeah, I've been out since 2016 now.
And why the switch? I'm just wondering how your thought process was. You came out, it makes sense that you would go into the military with your, you know, yeah, dad being in the military, but you're in the Air Force and then you switch to Army. And I even know people say, you know, this one's better than this one or whatever.
Yes.
Why the switch? What was the mindset there?
A lack of options. So the Air Force at the time wasn't taking prior service members. They weren't allowing them to come back on active duty. So originally I actually was going to go, after finding that out about the Air Force, I decided to try and go into the Navy. Unfortunately, the recruiter that I had kept messing up my paperwork. So I gave him a deadline. He missed the deadline, and I called the Army recruiter and they showed up at the house the next day. So then I think it was like 3 months later, I shipped out again. So wow. Yeah, it was definitely more of a lack of options, but yes, people definitely do say certain branches are better. I enjoyed my time in both. Air Force definitely treated me more like a person rather than a number, but the 9 years in the Army was definitely worthwhile.
Uh-huh. What are some of the things you learned while you were in the Army?
How to pivot and adapt. You always have things in life that are going to be thrown your way. I mean, the old adage of, you know, life hands you lemons, make lemonade. In the military, things happen on the fly. You can be upset and angry and irritated about it, or you can just buckle down and just move forward, because at the end of the day, if you're being, you're given an order to do something, you're going to have to do it. So it's just best to get it done. Yeah, I mean, that's probably the biggest one, but, you know, definitely a good one to learn. And then, you know, obviously I, you know, being that long in the military, I mean, you run into a lot of people with a lot of different backgrounds, a lot of different personalities. So you kind of find ways to, you don't have much of a choice but to find ways to work with them. You know, you may not agree with them philosophically, politically, personally, but at the end of the day, you know, as we call them, you know, they're your battle buddies. You got to have their back just like they got to have yours. So you learn to put, you know, what you consider flaws or weaknesses aside, or pet peeves, and, you know, you band together just to get the job done.
Wow, that is a great lesson for all of us right now, because we sure have been going through some curves and dips, and really the floor has been pulled out from under us. Oh, and yeah. Things will never be the same. And if we could just find some rapport with each other, something that we can agree on, that we can help each other through this rather than fighting each other.
Yes, agreed. And I mean, it's been a crazy couple of years, to say the least, and it continues to get even crazier.
And now you're doing financials with people. Tell us what you're doing with that, as far as your work.
So I actually got started in the health insurance industry, as far as working in the supplemental insurance industry. I started that about 4 years ago. My wife actually is the one who found the job for me. Wasn't the happiest in my everyday 9-to-5. She found this, and I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to give it a shot. Turns out I really enjoy it, and I'm actually not half bad at it. But, you know, really, it's just, for me, it's being able to succeed and just being able to talk with people. Have conversations with them and educate them. You know, I definitely have the ability to not have to worry about trying to make sales all the time. You know, I've got, you know, my side income from my time in the military, which is great, which I think then in turn with what I do every day with trying to talk with business owners, with employees, with individuals just out there in the world, you know, just being able to have those direct conversations and be able to talk to them as a person, rather than as okay, you're my paycheck and you're what's going to feed me and my dogs and my wife for the next 2 weeks. You know, I can have those conversations and really delve a lot deeper. So it definitely, you know, in my opinion, it kind of sets me apart from, you know, some of the typical medical brokers out there that people run into.
Mm-hmm. Now, I actually have my life insurance license, although I don't work as an agent. And when I'm looking on LinkedIn, I get these people sending me these messages about, we can get you leads. You know, there's so many people trying to get you leads and doing this and that. And because obviously the kind of work you're in depends on having fresh new people coming in the door all the time. So, and I think it is important for people to get to know you and trust you, like the conversations you were talking about. But yes, Before they even know you, how are you actually getting people to come to you? Are you using some marketing, or are you just doing word of mouth?
So no marketing, other than anything that I do personally myself, which in all fairness, since COVID hit 2 years ago, I jumped on Facebook and social media a lot more. And it's not about posting, you know, logos and big corporate things. It's just, you know, I've found ways of just being able to make my posts really just are there to speak to people. So, you know, I talk from the heart and from my head and just put it out there. you know, it's a no pressure thing. It's like, I know, you know, I mean, I'm almost 38 years old. I've lived a little, I've been around the world a few different times. I've seen a lot. And, you know, I've had a lot hit home with medical emergencies and deaths and anything else that you can think of. Not to say that anybody else hasn't, but, you know, I'm able to use that as a kind of a tie-in story point in anything that I talk about, you know. So when I'm able to do that and just, you know, I really just think about, okay, what would I want to read from somebody that I know is an insurance? Like, I don't really want to read about how you think I need to have X, Y, and Z because you said so. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if I see that, hey, you know what, you actually had this happen to a family member or a best friend, and they didn't make it through this financially or just at all. Okay, you know what, I'll talk to you. You seem, you know, more like a down-to-earth type of person that's easy to talk to. And so that's why that's my goal on a day-to-day basis.
So are you just selling just the medical insurance to people?
No, so I'm health and life licensed, and our brokerage specializes in a combination of a lot of things. So the brokerage I joined is actually called VIP, and yes, I love being able to say that because who doesn't want to be a VIP?
That's right.
But you know, we focus, you know, we all have our strengths and weaknesses. I personally like to just kind of focus on really learning what you need. And then I'm able to kind of pick and choose from the many options that I have available. You know, and then just plug those in. You know, if it's a simple dental plan, here you go. Here's a dental plan. If you need more, that's fine. Let's discuss it. But you know, when it comes down to it, you know, price is always a big thing. So that's why I love being able to just have those conversations with someone, find out, okay, you really need this now. This can probably wait a little while until financially you're in a better place, and then we can add it later. You know, so I'm always kind of picking and choosing what makes the most sense without it being too salesy. At least I try to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's so important because, you know, we don't know what's going to happen in life. And even though if you're a healthy person, let's say you've been a healthy person, as long as you can remember, but you know what, you know, death doesn't discriminate between children and adults. Car accidents happen. Other kind of things happen. Tragedies happen. People go to the doctor and find out things that are happening. I just saw a post on LinkedIn about a baby, little baby. They took the eye was turning, and I'm an eye doctor, so this interested me, this story. This child's eye was turning in towards its nose, and she took it to the doctor thinking she was just going to find out why it's doing that. And the doctor sent her directly to the hospital to do an MRI because the baby has something called a retinoblastoma, which is cancer in your eye that could very well be in the rest of the body. So, and those things are sad, but if you have no preparation and something like that just wipes your family out financially, that makes life really, really hard.
Oh yeah, extremely. I mean, that's one of the biggest reasons why people file bankruptcy in this country is because of unforeseen medical issues that they weren't prepared for. I mean, it's not fun when it happens, but it is something that happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if people actually wanted to get a hold of you, if they wanted to, discover what options they have and what they need, how would they get a hold of you?
I honestly, a lot of people just reach out. I mean, I'm friends with all sorts of people on Facebook. You know, they're able to find me there. I put my phone number, my email address out nonstop. Doesn't bother me. You know, whatever way is easiest for other people to get a hold of me. I mean, it's just, I try and be open. You know, as you mentioned earlier, you know, I'm a big hunter. So hunting season is right around the corner. I'm in the tree stand a lot, but yeah, I still have my phone on me. You know, I'm still always sitting there. You know, I may not answer a phone call, but texting works, emails work, Facebook Messenger works. And so I find ways of still being able to just, you know, make those connections with people.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of hunting do you do?
Deer hunting.
Okay.
Haven't gotten into anything else, at least not yet. But definitely love going up and deer hunting. Don't always come home with something, but the wife and I like to, we started butchering our own deer this past year. And so go out there, kill it, butcher it, and put it in the freezer.
And does your wife go hunting with you?
She does not. Now she does all the cooking though. So she's very good at actually cooking the deer meat. You know, I'm sure you've probably heard a lot of people that don't like deer meat just because it's too gamey, or they overcook it. Well, it's just a matter of having practice and knowing how to cook it properly. And I can definitely say she does it right.
I was gonna say it's one of the healthier meats because it doesn't have all the chemicals. It's out in the wild in nature.
A very, very lean meat as well. So it's great. So I can't complain about that. She does go fishing with me, and typically she always outfishes me.
Really?
Oh yeah. Which is entertaining because it's the same way. I mean, the same thing happened growing up between my parents. My mom would always outfish my dad. So yeah, Denise definitely outfishes me.
That is fun. So tell me about your wife in your introduction, even, you know, best wife, partner in crime, Denise. How did you guys meet? How did this all happen?
So this is a really good story. So I hope you're ready for it. So we actually met online. I had been out of the military. I was originally living down in southwest Oklahoma, and I actually moved up to Tulsa, in the northeast part of Oklahoma. And I had a match.com account. So did she. And so we kind of connected on there one day, and we started talking, and of course, me being the crazy, not literal crazy, but me being the more eccentric person, I asked her hey, how do you feel about superheroes? How do you feel about guns and facial hair?
What'd you say? Superheroes, guns, and facial hair.
Yep. Okay. That's like, you know, she didn't have to respond back and say, you know, she's obsessed with any of it or anything. You know, as long as you're okay with it, hey, we can keep talking. And she was. And that was shortly after Thanksgiving in 2017. And then we kept chatting on match.com, and then we moved to just texting and talking on the phone, and, you know, definitely learning a lot more about each other. And then of course I was supposed to actually go up to her place, for Christmas, to visit the first time in person. I actually got sick. And then I got a random text from her, late that night saying, hey, you should go look outside your door. And I'm just sitting here thinking like, okay, that's a really weird text. I mean, it's like 8:30 at night. So I look out the peephole. I didn't see anything. I open up the door. There's a bag with a Christmas present and a container full of homemade cookies.
Aw, how sweet. So
she had never met me in person, but she did that. And she actually got me a Captain America doll figurine, like a bigger G.I. Joe type of thing. So it was pretty awesome. So yeah, at that point it's like, okay, yeah, you're not allowed to leave. I mean, we're just a perfect match for one another. And yeah, we've pretty much been together ever since.
Oh, that's beautiful. So tell me about superheroes and what do you call them? Action figures. And
so I'm a 38-year-old child. I'm an adult. I'm very mature. However, I'm a kid at heart. I've done the whole got to be serious all the time, you know, for my time in the military. Like, I love superheroes. I've got a lot of Marvel. Doesn't mean I don't like DC. For those that listen to this and think I don't, look, I love both of them, but Marvel just happens to be my favorite. Captain America specifically. So, which, you know, obviously has the tie in with the Captain America figurine that the wife got me. But yeah, I mean, I love superheroes. It's like being, I like being a little kid. You know, you got to enjoy life. You know, if you can't enjoy life with the little things, then, you know, what are you doing? You know, you're just going to be miserable all the time. You know, I hear other adults talk about how, oh yeah, we're watching Disney Plus with our kids. And I'm like, and the tone that I hear sometimes is like, oh, not again. And I'm just like, what are you talking about? I watch Disney Plus all the time. Like, oh yeah, what are your kids like? Well, my dogs usually lay on the couch and sleep. It's like, I'm watching it. Like, mm-hmm. I love cartoons. So they're fun. They're good comedy sometimes, good humor. It works for me.
So. And it's a good balance. And we do need that relaxation time and that fun time. And, you know, so many adults, especially in the U.S., I mean, we don't know when to stop working.
Oh, yeah.
We don't stop working. We go home and work. And we don't have any relaxation time until there's a heart attack or a breakdown.
Yes. And I'll be the first to say, look, I'm one of those people that I can come home after a long day of work. Fortunately, my job, I can still do it on my phone. I don't have to talk on the phone, but I can still send out emails, you know, but I definitely don't obsess over it. Look, if I want to watch a good movie, I'm going to put it on and my phone's going to sit down and I'm not going to touch it. Like, I'm going to watch the movie. I may talk with the wife and explain some of the movie to her. But that's about it. Other than that, all right. I work when I need to work. Outside of that, I'm going to relax. I'm going to mm-hmm. have a good time.
And I love that. That's just so balanced. And, you know, in the long run, I think it helps you live longer when you give yourself that time to just regenerate, re-energize.
And I mean, so, you have to, you know, mm-hmm. get your proper sleep. I'm not gonna lie, I don't eat the greatest. I definitely eat better now since I've been with Denise. Mm-hmm. So she helps make sure that I eat mm-hmm. more balanced now. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna lie, I could live off of hot dogs and mac and cheese.
You're good. It's just simple man.
Oh yeah. I didn't grow up in a, you know, uppity family. We didn't eat lobster and all this other stuff. And, you know, growing up with 10 kids and spending $200 a week on groceries, it gets expensive. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I grew up simple. I still like simple. It works for me.
I love that. And I'm just curious, back to the action figures and stuff. So are you one of those people that has a collection or did just that one Captain America?
I just have that one.
Uh-huh.
So that's it. I mean, we've got the wife and I, the wife, since she was a kid, has collected like Happy Meal toys and stuff like that from different places. So we've got a big collection of those. Some of them are very old. But as far as the action figures, yeah, Captain America is the only one I got. Growing up as a kid, yes, I had a bunch of G.I. Joes until my little brothers got big enough and they tore them up. And then I never had any more. So, yeah, just the one Captain America.
I was going to say, that does happen when you're the big brother or big sister.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate that. Yeah, yeah. So what is it that you think makes your marriage so successful? Is it that you just love being together? Or what things do you do to make that last and make it enjoyable?
Honestly, I mean, we do quite a bit together. So, you know, my wife is definitely a different breed. She's me in female version, except a lot smarter than I am. And she won't admit to that one. She's full of a lot of knowledge, but she is. You know, we do a lot of things together, but we do our best just to help complement each other. You know, so my wife actually doesn't go out and work. She's actually a type 1 diabetic, and actually went blind from it. So learning to cope with that over the years, you know, she never gave up. you know, so that's one of those things that, you know, like I said earlier, she's one of the best wives. She is the best wife a guy could ask for. I mean, she supports me in what I do. Even when I make mistakes, even when I screw up, she's still there. She's got my back. But she's, you know, she's just an amazing person. You know, you wouldn't know the troubles that she deals with on a daily basis without being told. I mean, she literally does all the cooking. You know, we go out, she's got vegetable gardens. I help her with them. I help pick the tomatoes and this year green beans, peppers, you know, whatever's out there growing. I help pick it when it's time to get it off. But as far as the actual knowledge of each and every one of those plants and what goes into it, that's definitely a her thing. She knows all of that, but you know, look, she wants to plant something or she wants to look at something, I'll go out there, I'll help you out. I don't have a problem with that. You know, so yeah, we've got the vegetable gardens and we've got flower gardens, and she's picked out, I pick out flowers because they look cool or they look really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll be like, oh, well, we can't grow those in our climate. And I'm like, oh, well, it looks pretty.
Uh-huh.
So then we'll try and find something that looks similar to that, that'll actually grow in our climate. And you know, and then, you know, they'll come in and we'll find a spot in the garden and plant them and then just hope that it actually blooms. So, you know, we do stuff like that all the time. It's just really for us, just a matter of hanging out. We're both fairly simple, but yeah, just the hanging out and just being with each other is, I think, the biggest thing that we've got.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, a lot of times things happen in life where we're not planning them, you know, like your wife losing her vision. I recently met a friend that she had an accident and she's paralyzed from the waist down. And she was a very active athlete. And believe it or not, she has found ways, even though she's paralyzed from the waist down, there's special equipment and stuff where she could actually go skiing and do all sorts of things. So she's adapted. Yes. So what are the things that you think that your wife or you and your wife have done to kind of helped adapt, or, you know, if people are maybe going through the same thing, what kind of things did you do that helped you adapt or move through this time in your life?
So for me, I've only ever known her since she's been blind. So she had already lost her vision when we met. But I know that there were a lot of things that she had to start doing different. You know, obviously you start losing a sense, others really kind of kick into high gear. As someone who has all of their senses, you don't really think, I mean, you hear about it, you read about it, but you don't really understand it until you see it happen. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised right now, and I've got my headset in, so my wife might be in the backyard and she could probably hear everything I'm saying. You know, I joke with people, I'll be across town doing business and I'll mention her name. And like, I guarantee you, she just heard everything I just said. But her sense of smell and taste and just being able to use her hands, it's just, it's amazing the things that she does. I mean, she cooks full blown meals. She does baking. I mean, I was a chef for 4 years in the Air Force. And she basically does all the cooking. You know, so there's a lot that she's done in that aspect. So, you know, we've done things around the house. We've got, you know, like textured tape spread out on the floor in places. So that way she knows her feet will hit it. She's like, okay, I'm getting close to hitting something. Let me stop and scoot over some. You know, people are always like, okay, well, how does she cook? You know, well, that's easy. Slowly. Carefully. But you know, we find, you know, in today's world, I mean, there's so many different devices that you can, you know, implement in the kitchen to keep yourself from slicing off a finger or, you know, shredding cheese and shredding parts of your knuckles off. You know, we put little tabs all over the microwave and the oven and the stovetop, so she knows, okay, if I turn the knob to here, it's medium. You know, if I turn a little bit more, it's high. You know, she manages really, really well. That, and you don't move anything in the house without her permission.
Oh, that's key, isn't it?
Yes. There's certain things within my office, on the desk I'll move around, but big things, yeah, you just don't move it. When you lose the sense of sight, you start mapping things out in your head. And she's done an amazing job at that, and she still does. but yeah, it's just a matter of keeping that map as true to its original intent as possible. I'll get home with groceries, but hey, I got this. Where do you want it? I've had to learn there were times when we first got together, I would cook a meal for us. And then, I'm so used to being able to see, I just put stuff back in an area. And then it's like, she'll be cooking the next day. She'll be like, I can't find this. I'm sitting here thinking in my head, well, okay, it's just right there. It's just right there because I could see it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like I've had to, essentially train myself to try and make sure that I'm putting stuff back. If I pulled it from a certain spot, I need to make sure that I get it back in that spot. That way she knows, okay, I'm touching this. This is what this is because I put it there.
That is huge. And, families are having to learn and do those things every day when things change.
Yeah.
And I think it's really helpful what you're telling us.
Yeah. Well, she does a lot. I mean, she posts a lot of stuff up on Facebook. She's a part of some groups on Facebook that are for blind and for diabetics. And people are always asking, hey, I've got this happening. What's your guys' suggestion? And I hear her do the talk to text all the time, and it's mm-hmm. always the same thing. And it's exactly what I've been saying for the last few minutes. It's just a matter of, taking your time, keeping things in a certain place and a certain order. And I mean, you're going to get frustrated. She does, and I can't blame her at all. We all get frustrated over things. But it's a matter of just kind of pushing through that and just getting on to the next moment in life and just continuing to go day by day.
I love it. So you might have already answered this question, but this at this point in the podcast, I usually ask, what is giving you the most happiness and fulfillment in your life at this point?
Her.
I thought you were gonna say that.
I mean, in reality it is. Don't get me wrong, like I love my job, I love the freedom I have within my job, and I love helping people, but yeah, I mean at the end of the day, I'm not doing all of that because I'm money hungry or any of that. Look, I'm doing it because at the end of the day I want to correct my mistakes I've made in the past, and I want to push forward and try and be better. And she's right there with me. Why not try and be better? Not just for myself, but for her as well.
That is beautiful. And there are so many couples who wish they could be like that.
Yeah,
it's a blessing. It's a huge blessing.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Yeah, I don't know where I would be if it wasn't for her. So.
I love that. It just makes me feel all warm inside thinking about it. Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast and just being so transparent and sharing your life. I just so appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, no, it's not a problem. Like I said, I appreciate you having me. It's my first time ever doing it, ever doing a podcast at all. I wouldn't necessarily say I'm nervous. I enjoy talking, so that's not a problem. I got no problem talking about my life. I don't need to go into nitty gritty details, but I'm just a normal person, just like everybody else.
Right. So I have one last question before we complete.
Sure.
What is your best advice on living an incredible, amazing life?
Well, obviously, having somebody else in your life to enjoy it with is huge. But clearly, we both know in today's society that doesn't always happen. But I would say really just kind of taking things as they come, you know. Well, one of the things that the military definitely taught me is while you can stress over everything, you know, think about what you're trying, what's stressing you out, what's giving you anxiety. Think about those things, and you know, if you have to write it down, write it down. What of those things do you actually have control over? You know, I don't have control over gas prices. I don't have to be happy about them. you know, I don't have control over any of that sort of stuff. But what do I have direct control over in my life right now? Is it something that I can change, or is it something that's just it's going to be until it's done and over with? If I have the ability to change it, cool. I need to figure out what I need to do to actually fix it. If it's not something I have any control over, no reason to worry about it. It's gonna play itself out in its own time. All you can do is sit back and watch.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Josiah.
You're more than welcome.
And we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.